Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA Ultimate Trading Team podcast. Here with Jake, our trading expert. How are you, Jake? Long time no see.
Yeah, I'm doing great, Florian. Hopefully you're doing well too. We just overhauled the setup, so now we can hopefully have better streams, better YouTube videos, and even better for the podcast with sound and everything. We got a little mic here. We're good to go. So thanks for bearing with as we figured things out, and Florian waited patiently for me, and we're happy to get them back up and running.
Yeah, guys, so this is, I believe, our last episode for this year, for 2020, and what year this was, right? But yep. Bear with us that we will be here frequently on this channel, so don't worry. We had only a short holiday for the holiday period, and now we are back on.
Totally. And basically, guys, we left off before the freeze promo, so I think that would be a good place to start on freeze and what it looks like and what we thought of the event. And for me, I thought the freeze team selection was pretty good. I think Bernardo Silva is a great card. Hazard's a great card. Mane's that top end card. He's actually really good. He plays better than CR7 to me. I have used this card. I've used Bernardo Silva too. He's really good at like a central cam, but that's a really specific position. That's where he'd need to be. And then they did give us Dembele and Maximin, which was surprising because we thought one of them would probably be the SBC. But looking over the team, I thought it was really well selected, a mix of cards from different leagues, variety. They changed weak foots. They changed work rates to work with them. Marquinhos, I'm seeing all the time. I've been playing some weekend league, and I see him in so many different teams. He's such a good link player. So overall, I was really happy with the team they did. But overall, for the SBCs, I don't think they've done a great job. I think the SBCs that came out they did one a day for a while, and many of them were either just completely overpriced or people weren't going to use that card anyway. So I was disappointed in the SBC selection outside of Marquinhos and Aouar. I thought those two were the only two worth doing out of probably the many days we got of them.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I noticed you said you played also some weekend league. We will go into that. I will have a question for that later. But regarding the freeze team, it's a great team. I think it's the best team for a promo for this year. I know people complained about Dembele and San Maximin not being an SBC. But guys, you wouldn't pay $1 million for Dembele's SBC. So exactly. I believe for my end, they did the right choice. If they would have been SBCs, they would have been $1 million each, and people wouldn't like that. They would say they are too expensive, blah blah blah. You know the drill. On that fact, I like the cards. I like even Nani a lot. Portugal is a very good nation this year. Very good players with Bernardo Silva. I saw some, like, I believe a screenshot of your team, and I saw Bernardo in that team. So I believe he's very good. Regarding SBCs, you know me this year, guys. I'm trying to lose the least amount of money in things like SBCs. So this year until now, so we are at the end of 2020, and I've done only João Félix and Aouar, only these two SBCs. Oh, wow. Aouar is perfect. Aouar, I would totally recommend him. I don't know if he's still available to complete anymore, but Aouar is a perfect attacking center mid or cam, as you want to play him. Félix, João Félix, player of the month, also perfect to do if you're like on, let's say, low medium, let's say, budget team. I saw a lot of people completing Marquinhos, and I think he was very good because of the links, you know, with Neymar and Mbappe, and of course if you rock with Renato Sanchez or with some French player of the month, he's also very good there. So overall, I know people are not very happy with the freeze promo. A lot of people are saying that Footmas was better because you could have choose between one or two or two or three SBCs daily and so on. I totally get why EA did this, but the team selection impacts is good. The SBCs weren't so good. Yeah,
exactly. And I am looking. I would probably put Gnabry in that category too of being one of the better ones. And he's just a really niche, again, position in league. He can also play striker. His card got a really nice boost. I've seen him play. I've heard good things about him. But one thing that I'll say is that I think with Footmas, like Florian was saying, people were disappointed, is Footmas usually gave a variety of prices along with their SBCs. And I think that was really well received because everyone's on a different coin total. And especially now that we've been getting hit with so many different SBCs with regards to like the 80 plus player pick upgrades, base icon upgrades, many people. And I did do a poll on Instagram the other day, and it had like over 10 or 15,000 votes. Most people, mm-hmm. guys, have done at least one of these base icons. And I would say probably 40% of people have done two or more. Okay. Whoa. Yeah. And that means you are tying up around 1 million coins value. I know that you can get untradables many different ways, but I always tell people if you have untradables in your club, you probably submitted tradables at some point for them, or you chose to take untradable options to help do that. So most people have 1 million coins in value on that base icon. So maybe they didn't have as much to complete these SBCs. Other ones we got that we knew were coming, like Aaron Wan-Bissaka was leaked, and everyone was super hyped for it, right? We kind of thought another Joe Gomez in form, another Walker in form, because Bissaka already had really nice pace, but they ended up downgrading his pace, which was really disappointing. This Victor card is a nice card. This is one of those situations to me where they overpriced him. He actually has relatively similar stats to like a gold Jesus. And they added two squads for him. I think it's 83 and 85 off the top of my head. And yeah. That just makes him overpriced. I don't feel the need for that secondary squad. And part of the issue too, guys, is right now we simply have so much SBC content that SBC fodder cards are super expensive. So the price on all of these is heightened probably like 15% just because there's so much in use for now. I mean, we have 83s for the Team of the Week upgrade, which is really garbage SBC. 84s and 85s for the Foot Freeze Party Bag. We got that for the second time today. And then we have all these player SBCs out as well. So SBC fodder prices are really inflated, and that's adding an extra 10 to 15% off the top of what these are. So they're really expensive. And then one really small note I did want to make quick before I forget is make sure you guys are doing these loans. They're super cheap. They're like 3 to 5K. And you can use the loan players for objectives that will really help save you some money down the line. You can at least try the cards too. So make sure you're getting these loans done because you can use them in the like either the Masterpiece or the One League in the future.
Yeah, I wanted to say this, that myself, I did some of the loan cards, mm-hmm. not for all of them. Like for Gnabry, I know I did it for Aaron Wan-Bissaka, and like for the best cards, let's say.
Yeah.
I did the loans, and you can use them in foot friendlies without losing the games on them.
Yep.
And you know, guys, in foot friendlies, you get those, let's say you get the icon swap tokens. You get some things which you may want to do. I think you said something. It's a very good insight here, Jake, that we have so much content this year that I think not a lot of people have a lot of coins. And I mean, people have coins, but we've seen, and maybe we can talk also about this even later, we've seen like some top tier cards getting very cheap in price.
Yep.
Just because a lot of people spend a lot of coins in SBCs and they don't have a lot of coins. And come on, for 11 squad team, how many players can you squeeze there? I mean, we have the usuals. We have like, let's say the Spanish defense with yep. Varane, Mendy, Joe Gomez. Okay, he's from Premier League, and Kai Walker. So that's a quite set defense. And we didn't get for that too many replacements. And in attack, you know, if you have an Mbappe or a Neymar, how many of these SBCs can replace those cards?
Exactly. And one thing I think we can talk about just while we're on this page here is we did get new yeah. icons today, guys. Icons had expired for, I think, the last right around 3 days. And we've only had six total so far in the entire year, and they've been really overpriced. And not only that, non-desirable icons. We had like Varane, we had Figo, some Zanetti. We had some cards that just weren't very desirable, simply put. And we got new icons today. And again, EA is valuing these extremely poor. So this Torres is literally, I just checked, 900 to 915K on the market. And this SBC is 912K. So you're paying the same exact cost for an untradeable. And I understand the approach and the thought process of, oh, but I have 100K worth of untradeables. But like I already said, if you have those, you likely at some point submitted something tradable for them, whether it was daily SBCs or upgrades, whatever it might be, or you are selecting to take those untradable rewards, which are less in value. And that's kind of what EA's business model is. We talk about that a lot, but it's more evident than ever because they want you to feel like you're saving coins because you have stuff in your club when really you're spending the exact same amount and really more because you can sell on the tradable players. So this icon set isn't even that promising. Torres is probably the big standout because, of course, he's a new face. But more importantly, he's the same exact price tradable on the market. So I definitely would recommend you not to complete this. I feel like EA is trying to entice people to do this by giving away pack rewards as a result. And they are tradable. But the problem is icons in the past, and they need to be this way, need to be like max 80% of market value. So if this Torres was 700K and the market value was 900K, that I would think is doable. Okay, I wouldn't even have any complaints about that. That is right around the margin that I would expect, but they're literally coming out as the same exact cost as market value, which is a big problem.
Here, I just want to add something, Jake. I agree with you, but I let's say at least I like the fact that we have icons in the SBCs. I would want even more of them.
Totally.
And let me tell you why. I mean, the pricing part, I can agree with you, but I can agree also with EA on something. I would want, for example, let's say 20 available icons right now.
Yep.
Because in the next week or 2 weeks or so, Team of the Year is coming. Yep. And until now, we had a lot of upgrades. We had probably the most upgrades SBCs that we've seen in FIFA in history.
Yep.
So a lot of people are spamming and will spam these upgrades and will get untradeable cards.
Yep.
And for those people need some long expiry date SBCs where to put their untradeables. So for those people, I can agree that they don't probably care about the pricing of Fernando Torres because for now, his 7 weeks remaining to complete.
Yep.
Probably a lot of people who spam these upgrades will complete him with those, let's say, unwanted rewards.
Agreed. But again, and most people are doing the upgrades with something tradable, right, Florian? So they're submitting value into it. I agree with you. They're going to end up having a lot. One other thing I would have loved to see that almost so many people have now, even according to that poll, let's say like 7,000 plus people, most people would have right now probably a base icon that they don't want to use, right? Let's say 50% of people got a base icon from the base icon upgrade that they don't want to use. In the past, guys, they've included a tab in icon SBCs called Iconic, where you just have to submit an icon into it. And that's part of the value. And it's typically right around 200 to 250K in value. And EA could release one of the big boy SBCs. Like I'm talking 2 million plus or at least 1.5 million plus players. Like think of Baby R9. I think that's a great example. And they could ask for an icon and then you could shave off a few hundred K off that price right away. That's something I would really like to see because so many have that in their club now. So it's just something to keep an eye on in the future. If you do have a really unusable icon, try not to submit them to an SBC because I think that requirement will be there again this year. But it's going to probably need to be a 1.5 million plus coin player for them to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe I just hope I hope we release more often these Icon SBCs, even if they are, like, let's say, pricey.
Agreed.
And I wanted to say this also about Firmino, because Firmino had this freeze card.
Yeah, yep.
The center mid position. And I know it's expensive, but it would have been probably, okay, now it's 900K. How much is he right now?
867, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe he would have been not 900 on the market. He would have been 700, but he would have been still expensive on the market. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the policy this year. I'm on the policy at least release the expensive SBCs, even if they are expensive. Some people will still do them. And in this context, on having like an SBC almost every day, I can understand why EA is doing this. And we've seen the numbers. We've seen the numbers that they are getting more sales of FIFA points every year, and they are growing in sales of FIFA points. So on their end, they are doing the right call.
Totally. And like Florian said, one thing that I was going to bring up here, because it is really fascinating to me, is this Firmino is probably right about where I would put him on the market. Honestly, he might even maybe around 750K. Like, that would probably be similar. But this card mm-hmm. is very, very, very good. And if you're already rocking like a top end Premier League CDM or center mid or an icon, it would be something to consider. And I don't have him, and I know it's a lot to put in an SBC, but this is for people who have a ton of coins and are already using players like Rule Breaker Pogba. This is one that I could see people doing, because he has extremely similar stats. He has those 5-star skills, which is really important for a lot of players at that elite level. And then he looks like he just would be an ideal defensive mid. He's even going to be quite a bit quicker on the ball than Pogba, which seems really important to me this year. I actually don't even love Pogba myself. So yeah, when people, and there's people in Discord that told me they were doing that for Mino and were comparing stats between these two, and I could see that being done. And I am glad they give that opportunity. Again, I wish it was like 100K cheaper, as would most people for a lot of these SBCs. But like, I am glad that they're giving out, you know, 500K plus players, because sometimes I think they're fearful of doing that, and I think they need to at least offer it. And like I said, part of this is 10 to 15% inflated from fodder prices, so this would usually be closer to that 800 mark. But it's just something to consider.
And consider this, Jake. Out of all the icons released until now, icon SBCs released until now from EA, mm-hmm. this Firmino card is, if he would have been an icon, he would have been the best.
Oh, he would have been easily.
So mm-hmm. so price wise, I understand why he's there.
Agreed.
And regarding of this, I wanted to ask you, I don't know where to start, because I have so many questions about it, and I think a lot of people are here right now for these questions.
Sure.
What happened to the market, and how could have you done, let's say, how could have you done money during this period, and how to proceed next? Let's take it one by one, maybe. Let's say what happened to the market, because we've seen, so I'm seeing Neymar on the screen. Guys, if you're watching mm-hmm. on YouTube, you can see also Jake's screen. Neymar is 700K. And I mean, if you consider putting some money into an SBC, you are better with buying
exactly
Neymar.
Exactly that. And that's part of the thing, too, is, yeah, you can have such a good team now for like 3 million coins. It's insane. Like, you can have, with 3 million coins, you can have Mbappe, Ronaldo, and Neymar with spare. You know, that's nuts. And 3 million coins, is that a lot? Yeah. Is it impossible to accumulate at this time? Not even for a casual, in my opinion, at least that's playing every weekend league, right? Say you get a few hundred K in rewards for rivals and weekend league. You know, you're already probably past a million, depending how you spend your coins. And then with small amounts of trading, you could be a little bit higher. But anyway, yeah, basically with freeze, what we've saw is opportunities for fodder investors primarily. I would say that did the best, and that has just been going through highs and lows based on what SBCs are out and what's become available. for me, one of actually the few that we nailed and that we went for is we were initially investing in 84s for around 4.5K, kind of right around that median point on both consoles. They went up to like 7.5K each on PS, and that's primarily from this Freeze goodie bag, which is also a pretty trash SPC, by the way. I did do one for a stream.
What did you get?
I got Sansone, which was one of the worst, not the worst, but really bad. I mean, he's never going to see the pitch.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all good. It was just for fun. So we did 84s and we did 85s for the 83s for the team of the week, and then 85s and 84s for the goodie bag. And then these top-end players are just going to move with the SBCs. Like, I think they went up a little bit for Firmino. They went up for Gnabry. But these icons, to me, from what I saw this morning, they're not doing too much for their prices. They're not moving them. I don't think a lot of people are completing those SBCs. So fodders were really good moves in and out, depending on what content we got. You could also look at links for players if you're able to act really quickly. So one that I wanted to show you was actually Gnabry, and I've talked about this so many times, and hopefully you guys are starting to see. You can totally get an image of how many people enjoy the SBC or what they think is good value by these likes and dislikes. Okay, so Gnabry is by far the highest. I mean, look at Bissaka's, guys. 7% upvotes, whereas Gnabry's is 77. Look at that huge disparity between the two. Victor, 11%. Firmino, 10%. People thought he was expensive. Party bag, it's like a 50-50. I think people just like to gamble. I mean, that's pretty obvious. The icons, people don't like Barnes. Torres and Hierro are more well-received. So start looking at that. But the ones that are most completed, their links went up really well too. Like when this Gnabry came out, guys, not only did Bayern links directly go up, but so did just players in the Bundesliga as people wanted to make him fit. Kimmich did really good. Goretzka did really good. I'm talking their in-form versions. They did extremely well. Sancho also went up a lot because this Haaland came out one day before or the same day morning of possibly. So the Bundesliga had a massive push and a lot of their cards went up over the next few days. And that's another trend you can look for is what SBCs are coming out and how far apart they've been. Like if you see that three Bundesliga SBCs have come out in the last week, you should know that Bundesliga players might do really well for Thursday flips because a lot of people have just added them to their team. And that's kind of like a big picture thinking. You start to think, how are these going to link in people's teams? And if you can beat them to the punch, beat them to buying, that's how you make profit.
And I wanted to give you guys a practical example of what I did
for sure
last week, because you know I was away. I didn't play too much FIFA for Christmas. So what I did, I remember a lot of players for League One came out when Aouar came out, and I don't remember now exactly which players came out for League One, but I remember I bought a lot of Bamba's inform. Also Bamba, I think, I think his second inform was like the move. Like I remember I bought him right when Aouar came out, because in this league, the let's say the missing position is the left winger, because you have only Neymar and after that it's only Bamba available there. So a lot of people are playing with, let's say, Renato Sanchez inform, with a striker, with a center mid from League One. So I remember that was my investment. I bought like 10 of them for 50k, and I think for rewards he was like 60 even 70k or something.
Yep. Yeah, he went up a good 15 to 20k from his low, that's for sure. And guys, League One, like Florian said, that's a really awesome league to look this over, and not only the strong links like Bamba would be, but the big picture effect. And League One is really good to do this in because there's just not that many options. Like when Aouar came out, Renato Sanchez even went up, I think, 40k that week. He went from like 210 and he peaked at 250 here the last few days. And that's just because they don't have very many defensive mid options that are like elite or that could hybrid into teams. So that Renato, he always fluctuates in price because he's so easy to link into teams. I'm actually using him myself. Really great card. Really agile on the ball for his position.
Yeah, I don't know. I have this recommendation from you for Renato Sanchez, mm-hmm. I remember. And I don't know if there is a better player on the same position as Renato Sanchez. I don't know if there is in game a better player than. And I'm not talking now about Prime Hulit or players like this, but like a box to box.
So guys, I am going to chime in here and advocate for this card. This is a card that can play really any position from a CDM to CAM. I wouldn't play him striker. But he's in my team, and he's the standout. Like, he's so much better than Pogba. This Bruno card, if you can make him work, I think he's actually worth that price. I know it looks really, really high, but he's my best by far. And not only that, he takes all my penalties. Penandes, let's go. But this card is honestly super duper nice. I haven't tried the inform versions. I've just used this one. I wouldn't do his player of the month for me. It's too much and untradeable, but this card has been absolutely insane for me. Probably one of my best players on the team.
Quick question here, Jake. Will he get a team of the
year? Yeah, I think card? He will, actually. I think he will because of... I know his performance hasn't been as long as the other candidates. So statistically, he's a little behind them. But what he's done with the games he's played, I think puts him right into that category. I see him being in.
Yeah, me too. Actually, I don't think, and here it's a thing. I don't think he's worth it. He earned it because he didn't win anything big. You know, the other candidates won a couple of things, like best player or their teams won something. He didn't win anything big, but he's been like the biggest impact in a big club in the last year, and he still is. So I believe EA will put him in the
totally. In the list. And guys, this card has 98 stamina, and that's one of the big things I feel on the game. But the balance and agility make a massive difference for me too, and even like jockeying, I feel like just how quickly they get it off. So I like Bruno and Renato way more than Pogba, and Renato is even cheaper. I'm actually using inform Pogba, and Renato's like half the price, so I'd highly recommend those two by far. My next replacement would be on that Pogba, but I don't think he's that good.
And let me give you another question here, because let's say we talked a little bit about the players. Except these two, because I know you're rocking Renato and Bruno, and probably you still have Bernardo Silva. Who else? Let's say, give us a name like a cheap player, because you said some, let's say, more expensive ones. Renato, okay, is 200k. Let's say under 200k, who would you recommend people have in their team and really have an impact compared to
other? Yeah, that's a great question. So I have been playing the game more, and so I've gotten to use a variety of cards, and that's one of my goals in playing, is just to try players out so I can give like adequate feedback on them. And first, I want to say that this Bebu is incredible. I think that if this card was in the Premier League, he would cost like 300k, and I'm talking like double his current price. He's definitely the best striker in the league. He's got 4-star skills, which most people need. His 3-star weak foot does hurt him a little bit, but we all know there are some players that have 3-star weak foot that still play really well. And you can feel that pace. That's the big thing. You can feel how fast he is. And it's just like if the defender makes a mistake, it's pretty much over for them, just off one through ball, of course. I really enjoyed him. Of course, I really liked that Renato. And I really, really, and this guy's extinct at 290, I think. But I really enjoy this card. I think, again, this is closer to like a 500, 600K card in most other leagues. Serie A is one of the least played teams I've seen this year. He moves much more swiftly than like an inform Pogba, but he's still really big. He's a big presence on the pitch, kind of like the Sissoko type players. And I think this card should be worth 500K tradable compared to the other alternatives. I really, really enjoyed him. Other than that, like if you're looking if say you have like a million coin team and you're looking for someone to make a big difference, this Mane is really good, especially if you can get him to the striker position. I think that suits him a little bit better. He's not quite as agile as a player like Neymar on the ball. It doesn't feel like that to me, but he'd be better as a striker. He kind of plays similar to like a CR7. And then this card I actually used, and I think that this is literally the Tavernier is like the perfect player in a 3-5-2 as like a right mid or a left mid. He can score long shots really well. He's got 85 shot power. He's got some nice passing stats, but he's like everywhere. He's got 97 stamina. I got his red. I bring him in as a sub and either as an outside midfielder or a center midfielder, and he plays incredible. I'd highly recommend him even as like a super sub. He's so cheap on all consoles that if you can sneak in him in a 3-5-2, I think he's a really cheap beast for a lot of people. Yeah, those are just some of the cards I've tried. I've often tried more than like 400k cards, so under 200 I honestly don't have a ton of experience. I did use the Zaha. I didn't like him that much. I used Freeze Maximin as well. He's way better. He just doesn't feel like a striker to me. That's where I played him. He'd play much better as like a right cam or left cam, but he's not a true striker. His shooting just isn't good enough.
Yeah, I think these are very good recommendations, Jake. I mean, they are very cheap, Bebu and Kessié, because they are, let's say, from not, let's say, the best leagues. Okay, Bundesliga has a lot of good players, but remember, he's not German, so very difficult to link. But guys, don't worry. You can still bring these players off the bench or even play them on 7 cam. And I think they will do the job. And honestly, I will try this Bebu in my next game.
Yeah, so he's really fun to use.
Reco, Jake. I saw he has like 90 finishing, and I was like, man, he has like Mbappe stats. So I want to try him.
Yeah, he should be more expensive in my opinion. And then Florian, I think the last thing we should get through today, and one of the most important, is this team of the year approaching and the market crash we're seeing.
Yeah, maybe let's talk a little bit about what do you think will happen, and after that about how people can still make some coins with the next in the next week.
Sure.
Or so.
So, guys, right now we're kind of in the heat of the team of the year market crash, and it's being amplified because I have seen some YouTubers now begin to talk about it, which is really beginning the onset of it. And people fear Team of the Year a lot because it's going to be the biggest pack opening we've seen. And a lot of cards do diminish in value, specifically those under 100K. Most of the time, they're going to lose value if they're in packs. You think of like the Joe Gomez, even like Mane, Sergio Ramos, those type of players are just going to continue to lose value because they're packed so much during that supply. And it makes a lot of people nervous, and a lot of people have noted those trends over the years, and they sell preemptively in advance of Team of the Year, and you're seeing that right now. So I have the Xbox graph up here. We'll keep it at that. But Neymar initially was dropped towards a low of like 650K. He actually saw a little bit of a rise here if you're following on the graph. He dropped as low as 650, and then over the next week he went up to 700. That was actually from Marquinhos directly. Remember how I said Marquinhos is one of the most popular Freeze SBCs? That perfect link is incredible, and so many people are rocking it, that actually lifted his price about 50K. Now that SBC has expired and we're approaching the Team of the Year, he's actually gone over the past about 10 days, 700K, and now he's sitting at 560K, give or take, on the Xbox market. And we're in the heat of the crash. I do expect it to come down a little bit more. And what I'd estimate in terms of like how much more, like percentage-wise, I'd probably only do about 5%. I think the biggest crash has already happened. I mean, Neymar is one of the best gold cards in the game. He was sitting around a million coins for the longest time, all the way until about the start of December. And now on PS, he's under 700K, which is absolutely crazy. Depending on your playstyle, he might be the very best gold in the game. Again, 5-star, 5-star, and depending how you play. but we're in the heat of the crash right now, and I expect a drop of around 5% more. To be honest with you guys, I wouldn't be trading like heavily in this market because it's downtrending. So when you're in a downtrending market, it's much harder to trade. If you miss specific sell windows, it could get you in big trouble. Like, say you bought a card and you forgot about it for a few days. Well, that could be really dangerous in this market, okay? But eventually here, and I'm talking once these cards maybe drop another 5%, you can start buying for your team or even start buying as investments for some of these. And they'll be bound to rise after Team of the Year, because for Team of the Year, not only is there a huge influx of coins following those huge pack openings, and players like Neymar and Mbappe, they don't tend to lose value, and that's simply because of their rating, and so many people want them that they're just not packed as much as people want, so there's more demand than supply. Okay, so you can start to look for them as investments. Probably, I would say if we get like a Team of the Year loading screen, right around that time would be ideal, and that should probably push them down the extra percentage. Another big issue is that we could get Team of the Year nominees, which if you guys remember those cards, that would give all the nominee players a +1, and that would hurt the market a bit because that's a lot of extra meta cards coming onto the game. So that would drop them that extra percentage and maybe even 10% more. That would kind of be a maximum, I think, if we saw Team of the Year's nominees. That could cause a big issue.
And Jake, when do we think? I mean, I saw some predictions on, let's say, the loading screen being maybe next Monday. Do you think it? I don't think it will be sooner because it's usually in the first week of January.
Yeah, I was looking at dates, and next Monday lines up really well mm-hmm. for a few day long promotion of it. But it could start, yeah, one of these next few Fridays for sure.
Yeah, guys. So. Stay safe regarding what you do with the investments. Don't go too crazy. Of course, with the big cards, you can go all in. With the lower ones, and I want to give you the example of Ferland Mendy, who was a lot of time above 40, even 50k, and I believe now mm-hmm. he's now at 30k. So he dropped a lot in the last. In the last week or so. I know about him because I bought him for my team, so that's why I know.
Oh, sure.
So I still have him in my team, but I'm on the principle, let's say, of when I buy a player and I know I play a lot of games with him, I don't sell him right away because, you know, from the trading part, from the selling part, you still lose some coins and it's very difficult to make them back and that. But yeah.
And we had Acuna for him, keep that in mind. We got Acuna as a showdown, so that pushed him down an extra knock lately too.
What did you think about the showdown, about Acuna versus, I think it was Coquelin from Villarreal? How do you think the pricing is about these cards?
I love the concept. I love showdown. I'm glad they're bringing it back. I think both cards are a little bit overpriced. Mm-hmm. Acuna, I think, has become a FIFA favorite over the last few years. His card is known for playing like anywhere, right? Like left forward, left mid, left back. So I think he's going to be well received. They have the better shot at winning. The only thing I don't like about this showdown in particular is I think they almost need to price them with the odds. Like this Coquelin is priced at 238,000 coins, which is really expensive for these stats. To me, he's almost priced as the upgraded version, and he has a lower shot to win based off odds and records and favorites.
Yeah.
So to me, this card should almost be like 100k cheaper, and I know that's kind of the gamble you take, and if they ended up winning, I think that the price is pretty appropriate, but I don't think they're going to win. So that's just something I dislike about it. I wish that they would price a losing team a little bit differently, or a team that at least has a more shot at losing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, guys, and I totally agree. And remember this, if Coquelin would have been 87 and on the market, he would probably be like 700k. A French center
mid, he's a nice card.
A French CDM from La Liga, man, that's pricey because he links with Varane. and you can link him with Ligue 1 and all the French players. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you can see him right here between Renato even and Coughlin on your screen, and their stats are really similar right now.
Yeah.
But if he got upgraded, that'd be crazy good. It's just, yeah, you're taking that gamble. I know a few people who did both, but that's a big expense to take in. That's like 400K.
Yeah, I would have. So let's say if I would have been me last year, I would have done Coughlin because of his links. But this year I said I'm staying away from losing coins out of gambling, and I didn't even do the party bag SBCs. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and that's good. You didn't. I did it. I got something I didn't want. Most people, I think, based off that SBC cost, and I think it just floats around 70K if I'm right for that party bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, 75K. You're not going to get something worth 75K. And the issue is with me, and I, of course, like I said, I even did it. I did it for fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But the issue is, even for me, even if I get a card valued at 200K, the amount that I could make fit in a team or that I would want in my team are so few.
Yeah.
That it's really not worth it. And one thing that I was kind of upset about is that they included ones to watch in that goodie bag.
Yeah.
And with ones to watch, there are maybe like, two or three cards that would make people's team nowadays. Maybe Werner, maybe even him. Some people aren't using him because of his weak foot and skills.
Yeah.
But Party, maybe, and literally that's like it. Bale, no upgrades. Yeah. Allen, no upgrades. I can't believe they included this promo. This adds to just a horrible selection. I've seen some Davids. I've seen some Odegaards. I've seen some Tiago's, and what's annoying about them is they just have goals that are the same, right? Like Tiago not upgraded, so Allen's not upgraded. It's frustrating to see. I wish they didn't include that, but if you guys are doing it for fun and just grinding upgrades and you can do it with what you get, that's fine. But just so you know, that's how you drain a lot of your coins. Like I said, around 40% of people have done like more than one base icon SBC. So if you're wondering where coins are going, it's in these gambling things. Now if you've done both of these party bags, you're at 150K of value in them. And go look on the market, there's probably a player you want for 150K, but instead we're gambling on this.
totally. And you know my policy, Jake, this year, not gambling anything with packs. Mm-hmm. So until now I'm very good. I have a very nice team and I'm gonna try also this Bebu, who, guys, he's 150K. He's the money I would have spent for the party bags, and probably I will have a lot of fun with him.
And you can sell him when you're done and come back and let us know what you think of him. But yeah, and guys, that's it. That's the gist of it. This market is downtrending right now towards team of the year. It makes sense. It does happen. Specifically over the weekend, it was a little more amplified, and now that there are YouTubers talking about is bringing light to it. So just be careful with investments, be in and out quick. It doesn't mean you can invest. I still think the market's going to rise on Thursday, most likely, depending on what content we get in the interim and loading screens and such. But maybe instead of buying on a Sunday or Monday for Thursday, you wait until Wednesday, right? If you still expect the market to do well, then it will rise Thursday regardless, and you don't have to risk holding through those periods of time. So that's kind of how I differ myself when I invest, is I just invest later to make sure I don't get hit with anything dangerous.
Yeah, guys, with that said, thanks a lot for watching or listening on Google Podcasts, also Spotify. So this edition, let's say it was a little bit longer because we were away for a couple of weeks, but we will be back here next week with let's say more insights on Team of the Year as we see them. Thanks a lot for being here. Stay safe, and I wish you have a better year next year, because next episode it's in 2021.
Yeah, guys, thanks again for tuning in. Happy holidays.